弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们今天的经文就是刚才大家读的，就是马可福音第一章二十一节到三十四节。
Today's scripture is we just read from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 21 to 34.
下面我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray first.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典、你的怜悯，你又把你的儿女聚集在一起，来这里来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. You gathered your children here to worship you.
主，我们能有这样的机会一起来到这里来敬拜你，那是主你赐给你儿女的福分。
Lord, it is your portion of blessing to give to your children that we can gather here today.
让我们能够来到这里，放下一切的惨累重担，能够全心来仰望你，在你的里面寻求安息。
Lord, when we come here, let us lay away all our burdens and come to you and wholeheartedly to worship you.
因为只有在你的里面，我们才有真正的安息。
Because only in you, we can have true life.
主，就求主你带领今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to lead our worship from the beginning to the end.
赐我们能听的耳朵，能明白的心。
Grant us a ear can hear and a heart.That understands your word.
也透过你的仆人，把你的道能够分解的明白。
And through your servants, so that your words can be taught and understood.
让主你得到你该得的荣耀。
Lord, may you get all the glories you deserve.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到耶稣在加利利海边行走，向人们宣告神的国已经到了。
And last week we talked about Jesus Christ walked along the Sea of Galilee and he's preaching to the crowd that the kingdom of God is near.
他也告诉他们当悔改信福音。
He also told them to repent and believe the gospel.
他也呼召了他的首批门徒彼得、安德烈。
And he also called his first disciples Peter and Andrew.
和西比他的两个儿子约翰和雅各。
And the two sons from Zebedee, John and James.
从那时起，耶稣呢就不再只是自己，而是带着四个门徒。
From that time on, Jesus not only proclaimed God's word by himself, he also led the disciples with him.
在加利利地区，通过教训、医病、赶鬼和其他各样的神迹来传神的福音。
And in the area of Galilee, he teaches and casts out demons and also heals the sickness to proclaim God's kingdom.
他让人们知罪、悔改、信福音。
He tells people to know their sin and repent and believe the gospel.
与此同时，耶稣也透过他所说的、所行的，让人们不得不思想。
And at the same time, Jesus through his teaching and his action that he wants people to think.
这位普通的拿撒勒人木匠约瑟的儿子究竟是谁？
And this ordinary man, a son of the Nazareth family, who is he?
我们今天的信息呢，就将会告诉我们。
And today's sermon will tell us who he is.
耶稣带领他首先呼召的这四个门徒来到了加百农。
And the Lord Jesus took his disciples, the four disciples he called, and came to the city of Capernaum.
在一个安息日所行和所遭遇的事情。
And on the Sabbath day, and he encountered some things, and he did something.
从他和他的门徒在加百农的一天，我们可以看到。
Through the whole day he spent with his disciples in Capernaum, we can see what Jesus did.
耶稣基督通过教导、赶鬼、医病各样，以及各样的疾病， 彰显他是掌管一切和全能的神。
Jesus Christ demonstrated that he is the God who has authority and is powerful and almighty in teaching, casting out the demons and heal the sickness.
所以我们也今天分为两点来思想今天我们的信息。
And today we want to divide it into two points to share this paragraph.
所以第一点就是耶稣是掌管一切的神。
And first, Jesus is the God and has authority over all.
耶稣第二点，耶稣是全能的神。
And second, Jesus is the Almighty God.
首先，我们看第一点，耶稣是掌管一切的神，这是21节到28节。
And first, we want to take a look from verse 21 to 28 that Jesus is a God who has authority over all.
我们先看第21节到22节。到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Verse 21 to 22, they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law.
那么这两节经文其实告诉我们说，听众是稀奇耶稣的教训。
And these two verses tells us the crowd they are very amazed at his teaching.
21节经文告诉我们
，Verse 21 told us，
他在呼召了他首批门徒之后，耶稣带领他们来到加百农。
Jesus, after he called his first four disciples and he led them to the town of Capernaum.
我们从圣经后面的那个地图，我们可以知道。
From the map in your Bible, we can know.
加百农呢，它是位于加利利海的北岸。
And Capernaum is located in the north shore of the Sea of Galilee.
那么其实加利利海它是一个淡水湖。
And the Sea of Galilee is actually a lake.
它是长43英尺，那43英里，那么宽呢？最宽处呢？它是7英里。
And the length is 13 feet, and seven feet in width.
那里水产丰富。
And there's many fish in there.
那么加百农在耶稣时代呢，是一个很重要的港口城市。
The town Capernaum is a very important port town during that time.
来往人员繁多。
There's many people's come in and go.
那么这里的常住人口呢，它包括犹太人，也有外邦人。
There's the people live in there. They include the Jews and also the Jews and
Gentiles, my brother.
And the Gentiles.
因为被罗马帝国统治呢，那么这些外邦人中一部分就是罗马士兵，还他们的官员。
Because at that time the Romans controlled that town, so many the inhabitants there are Romans officials and their families.
那么因为加百农地理位置的特殊
，Because of the special position of the town of Capernaum.
那么这里面就有商人，也有工匠，也有文士，常常往来于此。
And there's a businessman, and there's a stone workers, and other people that come and go in that town.
所以耶稣呢，也就把这个地方作为他福音事工开始的一个基地。
So Jesus took that place as the start point of his preaching the gospel.
那么这一节经文里面有一个字叫就在这里，它其实它是立即马上的意思。
And there's a word that here at once and immediately.
那么表示耶稣一种急切的心情。
And that tells us that Jesus how eagerly and anxious he's about to start the ministry.
那么他知道他在世上是一个短暂的时间。
Because he know he only will live a short period on earth.
他要用一切的机会和时间来传福音，来拯救更多的罪人。
He wants to use all the time and opportunity to proclaim God's word and to save people.
这里的会堂。并不是指当时的圣殿。
This synagogue is not a holy temple by that time.
因为圣殿只有一个，就是位于耶路撒冷。
Because there's only one holy temple in Jerusalem.
而会堂呢，它类似于我们现在的地方，现在的教会。
And the synagogue is just like the church buildings nowadays.
那么在每个村庄城市都有。
And it exists in every village and town.
有的地方不止一个。
And some towns not only have one.
因为在当时，只要有十个以上年满十三岁的男子就可以建立一个会堂。
Because at that time, if there's more than 10 13-year-old and above men, then they can start a synagogue.
那么会堂呢，是他们敬拜和学习圣经的场所。
Synagogue is the Jewish people to study God's word and worship God.
经常呢，有来自不同地方的拉比来到会堂来朗读和解释圣经。
But oftentimes there's rabbis from different cities that they come and read God's word.
那么主耶稣基督呢，他知道犹太人在安息日是必然去会堂去敬拜神的。
Jesus knows that the Jews they will go to the synagogue to learn God's word on the Sabbath day.
所以在这个安息日呢，他就像一个拉比一样来到这里来教训他们。
And on this specific Sabbath day, Jesus just like a regular rabbi to come and to teach God's word.
那么第二十二节这里首先告诉我们，耶稣的教导让众人觉得很稀奇。
And the verse 22 told us that Jesus' teaching truly amazed many people.
那么稀奇在原文中其实它是令人惊讶、令人恐惧的意思。
And this word amazed that in the original Greek meaning it's surprisingly and fearfully.
那么我们还记得当以色列人出埃及后，
And we know that after the Israelites they exodus from Egypt.
在西乃山，神从云中对他们讲话。
And on the Mount Sinai, God to speak to them in the cloud.
他们就惊恐，让摩西给他们传神的话，恐怕自己灭亡。
And they are very scared and trembling, and they want Moses to represent God to speak to them.
那这里并不是告诉我们主耶稣所教导，并没有告诉我们主耶稣所教导的内容是什么。
And here it didn't tell us what is the contents that Jesus taught them.
他只告诉我们听众的反应。
And only told us the how the crowd reacted to his teaching.
那么听众的反应的特别呢，可能是因为教导的内容，也可能是因为教导的方式。
And the crowd is so surprisingly amazed, maybe because the contents Jesus taught them, or maybe because that the way how Jesus taught them.
所以这里说，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人不像文士。
And here the verse told us that because Jesus taught them the way, not like the scribes, but like a person that with authority.
所以从经文可我们可以知道。
And from the verse we can conclude.
听众觉得稀奇，主要原因是因为耶稣教导的方式。
The crowd was surprisingly amazed because of the way how Jesus taught them.
他们从来没有听过任何人像耶稣这样讲话。
They never heard anybody taught like the way like Jesus.
他是带着权柄教训人，是直接的。
And he has this total authority and is very direct.
是完全从自己口里发出的，带有能力的。
And it's all the teachings are all come from his mouth and has the power.
不像别人是从别人那里引用的、照搬的。
It's not like some teachings that from the book or from other people's writings.
也不像别人那样来把别人的观点进行概括总结，或者对别人的观点进行一个解释。
Or it's some teaching that is a conclusion from other people or explaining what other people's teaching.
耶稣的讲论它是终极的，是无人能辩驳的，也是无人能抵挡的。
And Jesus' teaching is ultimate authority, and no man can against it.
这里的文士是指那些精通摩西五经和律法条文。
The scribes, the Bible scholar here is those that who knows that the Moses is the law book and they are expert in the Old Testament.
他们有名望，也被人尊重的这种，这他们是一群犹太的学者。
And they are, they have fame and they are also respected by the Jews.
那么他们的得名其实是源于旧约中的以斯拉。
And their name, their reputation actually derived from the Old Testament person called Ezra.
我们可以看以斯拉记第七章第六节后半部分。
And we can take a look at the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 6.
他们说，这以斯拉从巴比伦来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
And this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given.
那么从耶稣时代起呢，文士逐渐被拉比这个名字取代。
And from Jesus' time, that the name of the scribes mostly replaced by the word rabbi.
那么文士教训人的方式，他们是节节的，他们的讲论是从他人那里引用的或者搬来的。
And the way that the scribes taught is indirect, and their teaching mostly is taken from others' writings.
或者他们讲论的就是别人的观点的总结或者是解释。
Or they're just a conclusion from other people's teaching.
我们下面看23-28节。
Next, we're going to take a look from verse 23-28.
我们先看一下23节后面，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我与你们有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”
Verse 23. Just then, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out.What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
那么即使在二十三节开头呢，它有一个词是当下，正当那时。
And in the beginning of verse 23, there's a time word, just then.
那么这个表示呢，耶稣正在教训这人的时候，有一个被巫鬼附的人就开始讲话了。
That tells us just during the Jesus' teaching in the synagogue that the evil spirit is disturbing.
那么二十四节告诉我们说，拿撒勒耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And verse 24 tells us, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
这里我们发现一个很有趣的事情。
And there's a very interesting point here.
那么在当时呢，连耶稣的门徒都不知道耶稣的真实身份。
Actually, by that, at that time, that even Jesus' disciples don't know who he is.
有二十七节，我们后面会看到，他们说这是什么事？是个新道理啊。
Because following verse 27, we can know that the disciples were asking, and what are these teachings?
那么，他之所以，那么而巫鬼呢？他知道耶稣是谁。
But the evil spirit know who Jesus is.
他甚至知道耶稣的人性，他是拿撒勒的耶稣。
They even know that Jesus' humanity status. He is a Nazareth.
他也知道耶稣是耶稣的神性，他是从神那里来的。他说那是圣神的圣者。
He also knows the deity of the Lord Jesus, and he is the Holy One of God.
所以他之所以突然来叫嚷，是因为他听到耶稣的话而感到恐惧。
The way they screamed because they know when they heard Jesus' teaching, they are scared.
那么就像雅各书第二章十九节告诉我们，你信神有一位，你信的不错，魔鬼也信，却是战惊。
It's just like it described in James chapter 2 that you believe because you know he is God, but also the evil spirit knows that he is God.
这是什么意思呀？
What does that mean?
这是在警戒我们，如果我们所信的和我们所行的相悖。
This is a warning to us. If we, what we know is different from what we act.
那么最终在审判的日子，我们会战惊。
And on the day of judgment, we will tremble.
为什么
？Why?
因为主会说我不认识你们。
Because the Lord will say, I do not know you.
那么从24节我们还看到。
From verse 24, we also can see.
乌鬼说话的时候，他是用的复数我们。
And the evil spirit, when they speak, use the plural them, we.
那么这并非说指说是指这个这个被多个乌鬼所附。
Not because there's many evil possessed that person.
因为原文中这个词是用的单数。
Because in the original Greek Bible, it's a singular.
它也不是指乌鬼和他所附的人。
And it's not pointing to the that evil spirit or the person he possessed.
因为人和乌鬼他不是同类。
Because men are different from the evil spirit.
这里我们是指跟随撒旦的所有的堕落的天使。
Here the way.Points to all the evil spirit that follows Satan.
这里乌鬼也说，我们与你有什么相干呢？
And here the evil spirit also said, what do we do want with you?
乌鬼在这里只是在说，我们是伤害人，也没有伤害你，与你，你为什么来这里多管闲事？
The evil spirit actually is expressing that we are only hurting the people. We didn't hurt you or had nothing to do with you. Why you interfere this?
那么这里其实这也在体现了乌鬼他的无知。
And this also tells us the ignorance of the evil spirits.
他不知道人在神眼里是何等的宝贵。
Do not understand how precious people are in the eye of the Lord.
他不知道人是按照神的形象造的。
They do not understand that men are created in the image of God.
他更不知道神奇妙的救恩。
They do not understand the wonders of the salvation.
他也不知道耶稣基督是要拯救信他的罪人，他并不拯救堕落的天使。
And they do not understand that Jesus Christ wants to save the sinners, but not the evil spirit.
我们再来看一下25-27节。
And let us continue to verse 25.
耶稣责备他说：“不要做神，从这人身上出来吧。”乌鬼也叫了，叫乌鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他用瘸柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。
Be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, What is this? A new teaching? And with authority. He even gives order to evil spirits and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
我们从这里看到耶稣吩咐，耶稣的吩咐和乌鬼的反应。
And from here we know Jesus' command and the reaction of the evil spirit.
好，那么耶稣首先是命令乌鬼不要再说什么。
And first, Jesus command the evil spirit to be quiet.
然后命令他从人那人身上出来。
And ordered him come out of that man.
那么乌鬼的反应是什么呢？
And what is the reaction of the evil spirit?
第一，他最后用最后的机会，他伤害那个人。
And it used the last chance to hurt the man.
那么第二，他是大声喊叫，做最后的挣扎。
And screamed loudly with a shriek and come out of the man.
第三，他不得不从那个人身上出来。
And finally, he has to come out of that man.
在这里，我们看到乌鬼是不得不完全伏在耶稣的面前。
And from here, we can conclude the evil spirit had to obey Jesus' command.
他不再讲话，不情愿地从那人身上出来。
And he become quiet and involuntarily came out of that man.
我们也看到乌鬼的 恐惧。
And we can see the fearness of the evil spirit.
因为他大声喊叫。
Because he screamed with a shriek.
我们都知道，人对恐惧的反应就是喊叫。
We know that when man face fear, they scream.
魔鬼也是一样。
And also the evil spirit.
当我们犯罪时，我们总是不想亲近神。
And when we trapped in sin, we do not want to get close to God.
也是不敢，只想远离神。
And we are fearful, and we want to be away from God.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们犯罪时就不洁净了。
Because when we sin, we are not clean.
而不洁净的在洁净的面前必然是恐惧。
The clean, the unclean met the clean, and it's filled with fearfulness.
我们还记得当彼得他觉察出在他面前的就是耶稣基督时。
When Peter realized that who Jesus is,
他马上就开始恐惧。
And he is very fearful.
那么路加福音五章八节是这样说的：说彼得，基门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And Luke 5, chapter 5, verse 8 tells us when Simon Peter saw Jesus, he fell, Jesus' action, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man.
那么第二十七节说他用权柄吩咐污鬼。
And verse 27 tells us Jesus used his authority to command the evil spirit.
因为在当时一些行巫术的他们也赶鬼。
Because at that time, there's some witchcraft people that they also cast out evil spirit.
但是他们赶鬼的方式是念咒语或者使用一些特殊的工具。
The way they cast out the evil spirit is through the curse and some special reputations.
而耶稣只是吩咐巫鬼出去，巫鬼就出去了。
But Jesus only commanded the evil spirit.To out, then the evil spirit came out.
所以这充分体现了耶稣他赶鬼的方式跟别人那些使巫术的赶鬼的方式是完全不一样的。
So the way Jesus cast out the demons is totally different from those witchcraft.
也就是说，耶稣赶鬼他是有他自己的权柄。
And Jesus has total authority to cast out the demons.
那么耶稣的教训使人稀奇恐惧。
And Jesus' teaching is amazingly surprising people and also make them fearful.
那么耶稣的吩咐，那么也使巫鬼不得不从那些被鬼附的人身上出去。
And Jesus' commands also made the evil spirit came out of the person he possessed.
这充分告诉我们，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And this tells us fully that Jesus is God and he has the authority.
他是掌管一切的神。
He has the authority over all things.
特别是通过他在巫鬼身上的权柄。
And especially through the authority over the evil spirit.
耶稣也想让人们知道神的国已经到了人间。
And he wants people to understand the kingdom of God is on earth.
那么在马太福音十二章二十八节是这样讲的，我是耶稣的话，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
And from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 28, here also says, Jesus said, But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
好，我们下面看第二点，耶稣是全能的神，就是二十九节到三十四节。
And next, we want to look at the second point that Jesus is the Almighty God.
我们先看二十九节到三十一节。
Verse 29.
他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正在害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her.
那么这里面告诉我们说，当耶稣带着他的四个门徒来到了西门彼得家的时候，他的岳母正害热病躺在床上。
Here it tells us when Jesus with his four disciples came to the house of Peter, and his mother-in-law was laying in bed with a fever.
那么这里面这个就，也就一命的就呢，它是表示了耶稣一进门就有人把彼得、岳母害病的事告诉了他。
And here, as soon as tells us what, just as Jesus arrived at the house, that people told him about the sickness of Peter's mother.
那么因为从二十八节我们知道，耶稣的名望已经传遍了加利利的四方。
Because from verse 28, we know that Jesus' name is already spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
也就是说，在加利利的人很快就知道了耶稣今天在会堂所行的一切事。
That tells us the people in Galilee, they quickly they know that what Jesus has done in the synagogue in Galilee.
也就是他带有权柄的教训和使用他的权柄赶出污鬼的事。
And all his amazing teaching and his power over the evil spirit.
人们自然会得出一个结论，耶稣有着非同寻常的能力。
And the people made this conclusion that Jesus have this amazingly authority and power than man.
人们也会思想这位耶稣到底是谁。
And the people will wonder who this Jesus is.
那么现在他就在这里，家里又有病人，那么自然会寻求他的帮助。
And here he is, and he there's sick people in the house. People naturally seek his help.
那么其实这里呢，彼得、岳母得的是什么病，并不是重点。
And here, what kind of sickness that Peter's mother has is not important.
那么重点是耶稣治病的方式，还有疗效，还有病人的反应。
And the most important is the way that Jesus healed her, and the effectiveness of his healing.
那么这里我们首先看到了耶稣他恩慈怜悯还有仆人的心。
Here we can see that Jesus' grace and merciful heart, and his compassion towards the man.
因为三十一节告诉我们说，他来到病人的床前，扶他起来。
And from verse 31, we see that Jesus he went to her bed and took her hand.
耶稣呢，而他的病呢，起来以后立即就消失了。
And helped her up, and immediately his sickness went away.
那么也就是说的，耶稣没有用任何的药物或是器械在病人的身上，也就是说，真正的是手到病除。
On the other words, that Jesus never used any medicine or any medical equipment, then Peter's mother-in-law is all healed.
那么病人好了以后，他马上就开始服侍。
And also, once the sickness is gone, Peter's mother-in-law served Jesus right away.
其实在这里呢，我们只能看到一个表面的现象。
Here we can only see the obvious.
就是耶稣很容易就把这个病人治好了。
It seems very easy for Jesus to heal the sick.
他似乎没有付上任何的代价。
It seems he didn't pay any special contribution.
但是这里有着更深的意思。
But here gives teaches us deep meaning.
耶稣基督他的救赎本身就包含有医治。
And Jesus Christ's salvation includes healed the sickness.
他把我们一切的罪和我们一切罪的后果都加在了他自己的身上。
He imputed all our sins and the consequence and the punishment of our sins on himself.
这也包括我们的疾病。
And also include our sickness.
而把他自己的义加在我们的身上。
And imputed his own righteousness on us.
但是我们很容易把这些都忘掉。
But we are easily to forget all of this.
就像以赛亚书53:4-5是这样讲的。
And just like it described in the book of Isaiah.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4, surely he took up our our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
那么其实我们从彼得岳母的身上我们也能得到一些启迪。
And from the mother-in-law of Peter that we can learn this.
因为她医治后她立即开始侍奉。
After she was healed by Jesus, he immediately served them.
有一些信徒呢当遇到困难或者病痛时，
When some believers, when they encounter difficulties or sickness,
他们就祷告或者甚至是发誓。
And they pray to God, even make vows to God.
说主啊，如果你能帮助我解决这个困难或者解除我的病痛。
Oh Lord, if you can help me overcome this difficulty or heal me from this sickness,
那么我一定为你做这做那。
And I will do this for you or that.
但是当困难解决了，病痛消失了。
But when the difficulties be moved and the sickness are healed,
他所说的也从他的记忆中完全消失了。
All his promises and vows are also lost in their memory.
我们下面再看32节到34节。
Now we'll take a look of verse 32 to 34.
他说天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被污鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。合成的人都聚集在门前，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
其实我们从28节刚开始，我们已经知道。
Actually, from verse 28, we already know.
耶稣因为在会堂带着权柄教训和赶鬼。
Because Jesus, with all his authority, he taught in the synagogue and cast out demons there.
他很快在加利利这个地区家喻户晓。
And quickly he became very well known in the whole region of Galilee.
他现在刚从会堂出来，就又来到彼得家。
And just as he stepped out of the synagogue, he came to Peter's family.
又手到病除治好了彼得岳母的病。
And healed the sickness of the mother-in-law of Peter.
那么其实在一天中，他医病赶鬼的大能就轰动了整个加利利地区。
And during that day, his almighty power over the evil spirit and the healing power make him very known in that area.
那么这里还有一点我们需要知道。
And another point we should know.
就是犹太人的安息日，它是从星期五日落开始。到星期六日落结束。
And the Sabbath day starts for the Jews on the sunset of the Fridays and the sunrise of the first day.
按他们的传统，许多平日做的事。
According to their tradition, that the ordinary things they do every day.
包括医病赶鬼，在安息日是不可以做的。
Including healing people or cast out demons, they cannot do that during the Sabbath day.
所以这里说，日天晚日落时，他们带一切害病的和被污鬼附的来到这里。
That's why in verse 32, at that evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed.
因为他们觉得安息日结束了，他们可以做这些事情了。
Because they think the Sabbath day is over, they can do these things.
这里说合成的人都聚集在门前。
And here tells us that whole town gathered at the door.
我们可以想象这是一个多么宏大的场面。
And we can imagine how great and big is this phenomenon.
耶稣又治好了许多各样的病人，又赶出了许多污鬼。
And Jesus healed many others with all different diseases, and he also drove out many demons.
而在场的人呢，都见证了耶稣医治各样疾病的大能。
And the people there, they all test the, they all see the, how Jesus healed people and cast out demons.
所以不论是发烧、头疼，还是耳聋，还是眼瞎。
No matter if it's blind or ear, cannot hear, or headache or fever.
那么还是被鬼附的人的一切的病症，他全能治好。
Or demon possessed, all the sickness he can heal.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
那么从今天的信息中，我们看到耶稣基督在加百农从早忙到晚上的一整天。
And from today's scripture, we know that Jesus the one day in the town of Capernaum from the early morning to the night.
那么他在会堂的教授令人觉得稀奇和恐惧。
And his teaching in the synagogue is amazing and surprising.
那么他从人身上赶出污鬼，令人觉得惊讶和不能理解。
And the power he can cast out the demons make people surprisingly cannot understand.
那么他在彼得家医治各样的疾病，一直到深夜。
And at the Peter's house that he healed many sickness until the dark night.
他虽然是掌管一切的全能的神。
And even though he is the Almighty God over have authority over all.
但是耶稣基督他作为道成肉身的神，他也有和我们一样的有血肉的人。
Jesus Christ as the incarnation God, and he also has the flesh like a human.
他也饥饿，他也劳累。
And he also can feel hunger and tiredness.
但他为了罪人的好处，他甘愿受一切的劳苦。
But for the goodness of the people, that he wants to bear all the burdens.
最后为我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
And eventually he died for our sinners on the cross.
我们可以问一下我们自己。
We can ask ourselves.
我们一天在忙碌什么
？What are we busy every day?
总是为满足自己的欲望，忙碌房子、车子、孩子，还是票子？
Only for our own desire, we are busy working hard for the house, for the car, and for all our possessions, or our children, or our money.
那么还是为荣耀替我们死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Or we work for the glory of our Lord Jesus who died on the cross for us.
不管在工作岗位上，在学校，在教会。
No matter it's at your workplace, school, or church.
在社会上各种的场合，或是在家中，是做讨主喜悦的事。
No matter what places you are in the world or in your family, are you pleasing God?
还是只是为了满足个人的私欲？
Or just pleasing our own desire?
你只是为做业界的做打算，还是为你将来在永恒中的归宿，你有过思索
？You only think about what you have seen, what you can own, or you are thinking your eternal life.
有这样一个比喻。
There's a parable.
我们知道零和一是十个阿拉伯数字中最小的两个。
We know that zero and one is the smallest number in the numbers.
他说将来我们和主交账的时候，每个人都会有一个账本。
And one day we will give account to our Lord, and everyone will have an accounting book.
那这个账本中间呢，有一条线把左右分开。
And there's a line divided this accounting book.
你每做一件满足自己欲望的事，就在右边画个零。
And everything that you did for your own desire, for your own self, there will be a zero on the right side.
你每做一件讨主喜悦的事，就在左边写个一。
And everything you did to pleasing God for His glory, it will be number one on the left hand side.
那么最后左边的一与右边的零相加所得的和就是最后的结果。
And the finally the left side plus the right side the total, it's what you get.
那让我们来一起思想，我们最后的结果会是什么呢
？And let us think about what is our final result and destination of our life.
让我们祈祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你，你又聚集你的儿女在这里一起来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, once again we want to give thanks to you. You gather us here.
谢谢你总是这样一位守约是慈爱的神。
We thank you for your promise keeping and loving ever ending God.
你总是不丢弃我们。
You never forsaken us.
你总是透过你的话语来教导我们。
You always teach us through your own words.
让我们不总是落在试探之中。
So that we will not trapped in the temptation.
让我们能够靠在你的恩典，能够过一个得胜的生活。
So that we can live a victorious life by your grace.
主，就求主你继续帮助每个主你的儿女。
Lord, we ask you to help each one of your children.
让我们常常思想，常常有一颗敬畏你的心。
Let us think about the matter constantly and have a heart to fear you.
知道我们现在在这个世上活着，也知道我们将来要去哪里。
And knows that how we should live in this world and where we will go after we left this world.
我们这样一起祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.